Before a crowd representing New York City's business community, Ban Ki-moon opened his first public address as UN Secretary General by joking about his name.
I decided when I became the Secretary General of the United Nations that I should change my name this time. But I have realized that in our world, there are so many things to ban, in fact. As Secretary General, that is very relevant to my job.
But comedy soon turned to concern as the career diplomat somberly identified the thrust of his efforts in the coming months, the continuing crisis in Sudan.
On my agenda, the situation of Darfur is the highest priority.
His address to the Association for a Better New York came at the same time as word from Khartoum, announced by American envoy Bill Richardson, that rebels in Darfur agreed to a 60-day ceasefire with the Sudanese government. The agreement comes ahead of an African Union summit later this month that Secretary General Ban plans to attend.
I myself intend to participate as my first trip overseas the African Union summit meeting, which will be held the later part of this month in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. And there, I hope that I'll be able to have diplomatic activities and negotiation with the President Bashir of Sudan and other leading players of the African Union. And I'm firmly committed to resolve this issue as soon as possible to prevent further sufferings of innocent people in the Darfur area.
Just before he took over the top UN post, Secretary General Ban came under fire from the international community for his failure to publicly condemn use of the death penalty at the time of Saddam Hussein's execution in Iraq. Mr. Ban had written to the Iraqi High Tribunal urging restraint in the Saddam case, and he tried to set the matter straight during his first news conference with correspondents who cover the United Nations.
I recognize the growing trend in international law and in national practice towards a phasing out of the death penalty. I encourage that trend. As member states are taking their decisions, I expect they will comply with all aspects of international human rights law.
The continuing violence in Iraq has the world's attention this week following President Bush's decision to increase U.S. troop strength in Baghdad and other Iraqi trouble spots. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is headed to the Middle East on a diplomatic campaign to boost support for U.S. policies. Asked what the U.N. can do to help resolve the strife in Iraq, Secretary General Ban avoided making any commitment to an expanded role for the United Nations in Iraq.
Participation and contribution at this time is largely dictated by the security situations on the ground. We will closely consult and monitor the situations.
Mr. Ban says the worldwide demand for UN peacekeeping and mediation services is at an all-time high, and he pledges to streamline those efforts and make them more efficient. Kane Faribault, VOA News, New York.